human experience, using it in decision-making. Observe currently important applications in medical diagnostics, identification of chemical compounds, and in decision-making processes of business managers and brokers in the stock market. A special feature of expert systems is the occurrence of systems that support the decision in case-based reasoning. E. Genetic algorithms, which consist of several troubleshooting techniques based on the principles of Darwinian evolution, or mutation, breeding, and selection. They are used to solve problems involving a large number of variables and calculations, such as the fairings aerodynamic projects developed by aerospace and automotive industry. F. Intelligent agents that characterize the set of standalone software that works in networks, or in parallel to a primary software created to achieve predictable, precise, and repetitive tasks. For example, operating systems, software that manage email, and network tools are hosts for intelligent agents. Noteworthy is its primary applications in the management of large volumes of information, such as, for example, in the stock market in search engines, and the Internet in the monitoring and management of e-commerce. G. Neural networks, which are simulations of the human brain processing patterns, such as plasticity and learning, has its architecture based on an approximation of the animal brain, and instead of being present, the neural network learns a particular training environment. Its construction is based on perception, a discrete component that tends to simulate the physical behavior of a neuron. The association of thousands of perceptions obtained enough plastic networks, which can recognize complex patterns, such as cracks in metal welds in pipelines, or quality of an apple, diagnosed by color patterns of its bark. In this book, we will talk about artificial intelligence from the time that we would never think that such a concept existed. Chapter 2. The Artificial Intelligence is Older Than You Think. The area is divided into two parts, AI symbolic, which is connected to the psychology, and the connectionism, or artificial neural networks, which comes from neurophysiology. The latter, for reference, was that Google mentioned when he explained how the AlphaGo, Al Robot DeepMind, trained to play Go. Computer science is a new field of study, but not artificial intelligence. It is beyond the Greek philosophers of Plato, of Aristotle. It is very interesting to observe these scholars of the past. They will reassemble and building what we understand today as a scientific model. Not today we address tools of artificial intelligence in Technoblog. We see Google leveraging technology to beat world champions complex board games and even combat Aedes aegypti. Microsoft has signaled several investments in the area, either with human capacity or application of Microsoft research. What few people know is that it is one of the old news, being idealized in time to before Christ. Artificial intelligence, although much more palpable today, comes to the Greek philosophers and had a breakthrough also in the 20th century. To understand what exactly this term, we need to turn to the origin of artificial intelligence. It is an area of computer science in which researchers sought different realities of an only programmic model, not to solve simple problems, such as adding two numbers, intending to create a kind of thinking in computing. Artificial intelligence in antiquity. Not that existed systems that did things for themselves, but the idea of a non-human intelligence that thought itself was already conceived, according to the professor. He says Aristotle, teacher of Alexander the Great, king of Macedonia in ancient Greece, thinking about how to free the slave of your business. The slave was treated like nothing in the social aspect. He imagined the following. Is an object like a broom, or an element that makes cleaning, can have an own will and establish the storage system? Thus, we would not need more than slave labor. These guys saw that it was not cool to have this domain and sacrifice of another human being. He invented robotics in 300 BC. Philosophers were asking things like, will a slave in possession of innate information, which come with the nature of man,